Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, DJ Gray, head of the BFA Musical Theater Program at Indiana University Bloomington. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So, as our listeners know, we always like to get to know the person before the program. So, if you could, please walk us through a little bit of your career and training leading you up to your time at Bloomington.
Oh, great. Yes. I'm a little bit of a mutt, if you will, because I didn't start out as a singer, or dancer, or triple threat. I started out actually as a swimmer, which comes in really handy in this business.
I think so.
The only thing about being a swimmer is being an athlete is having the discipline. So actually that has helped guide my practice skills. But I found a love for dance in college, in my undergraduate, which was at UC San Diego. And they had a very strong dance program then and fell in love. So I dove into that, if you will, and decided that that's what I wanted to do the rest of my life, but I would probably need some more training. So I then did some local things in terms of performing and then dove into a master's program. And that's what I considered my training ground then for all of the, to develop all of the three skills further. And in terms of
so what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. That was my question. And how about the performance side of things?
Yeah, so it was my goal then, I had a really clear plan to, because I lived in California, to do as many shows as I could in California to build a resume, because I knew my goal was to go to New York and perform there. And the Olympics, I call it, the Olympics of theater. And I then moved into New York around my late 20s, actually. So that's quite late for a career, but my window of what I did, character roles, basically, who danced as well. I landed 3 years in New York. It took me 3 years to keep auditioning for the same show. And I wound up performing in The Producers on Broadway. And I also had a fantastic roommate there, Dan Konecdis. And he was working on a couple things choreographically. And I had done I fell into choreography within my career, assisting and such. And so then I worked with Dan, alongside Dan, on a few shows on Broadway, Spelling Bee being one of them. Merrily We Roll Along before it was at the City Center, Sondheim on Sondheim. And that was kind of my break into the other side.
Mm-hmm. And so as you're choreographing now in New York, I see when I was scanning through your resume, you've done, you were able to actually set the televised version of Xanadu for the Tony Awards, which is awesome. And a couple things for Good Morning America and for some of the shows. How did that career as a choreographer and a performer in New York transition to collegiate theater?
Well, good question. I found, I also taught in alongside of my New York career, also taught Pilates and Jar Tonic. And in teaching and having that skill to teach and also teaching, of course, translating all the steps to the dancers, I realized that I wanted something more in terms of being able to pass something on. And doing one-on-one training with people within my Jar Tonic and Pilates career wasn't enough for me. And I decided, I think the place for me is to settle in to a college so I could really pass it on. Pass the skill, pass the discipline, pass the creativity onto the next generation.
And so was it off to Indiana right from New York?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And how long have you been there now?
This is now my 7th year.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. So as we dive in and start talking about that program there, I always ask my guests, I put them on the spot a little bit, and I ask them to give me their elevator pitch on the program. I normally say 60 seconds or less, but I don't time this. So give us the highlights, 60-second elevator pitch, BFA Musical Theater at Indiana University Bloomington. Go.
Indiana University is a very unique program, I think, because it's a small program. So we're we know every single person inside and out, being able to give some personal time, working with them one-on-one, as well as in small groups, as well as in every single aspect. So I think that's a plus for us, because we're really able to dive into the skills of each and every single one of our performers, because no one's alike. And we don't want anyone to be alike. We don't have a cookie cutter way of working with anyone, but we want to enhance the unique and innate skills of every single person that is our student.
So let's imagine that I am one of the lucky freshmen heading to campus for my first year. Tell me what that is going to look like for me as far as my class schedule.
Class schedule, well, there, of course, there's going to be a few academics, and that kind of strings along through all the 4 years, of course, because we are a Research One university. So there's quite a lot of emphasis in terms of a well-rounded career there, a college career, and whatever your focus is. You can have a minor. It's a lot of time, but it can fit into a program. A lot of people do marketing, which fits into the whole, into the pocket quite well. And of course, we encourage dance every day, either it being ballet or tap or jazz or modern. And alongside of that is there's a private voice training every week, an hour with your particular teacher. We have three teachers who handle all the grades, and on top of the acting classes. So it's a very well-balanced program in terms of someone who might be weaker in a dance. We have that's very well supported in terms of having beginning skills that are offered, so that we can get someone who's a singer first, strong in their audition skills and confident, and build those skills. And for the advanced dancers, we just keep enhancing those skills.
So for the advanced dancer, are they able to level up as soon as they get there, or is everyone kept in the same class along the way and you just give them special attention?
Oh, no, we separate the classes now so that the beginner, we used to have it where everyone was in one class, but that didn't allow for a beginner to really feel comfortable and secure in their environment. So we really separated them, and it's so supportive in that class, and in both classes, in fact. And so everyone can really really improve in each spectrum.
Great. So you mentioned a minor as a possibility, and is a double major a possibility ever if a student's coming in with college credits from high school?
It's possible. It's quite difficult because it's quite demanding in terms of what we have to offer. But yes, it is possible.
Right. Anything's I usually possible. Tell students that ask that question. Yeah, I usually tell students who ask that question, there's a difference between possible and probable. And when you're talking about a double major. So that's great to hear. So freshman year, I'm covering all the basics. Talk a little bit to us about, as they continue on through their second, third, and fourth year, sort of how the program is shaped and what that looks like as far as specializing their education for each student.
In terms of specializing, they can dive into elective courses that really fit their needs. There's a playwriting course. I'm offering a choreography course to learn how to choreograph, not to learn about choreographers, but to really know how to put together a show and know patterns and know the challenges of anything that's put forward in front of you. There's acting for the TV and film. And also, we've had a masterclass series, and this year our special guest was Patti LuPone. Patti LuPone came to give our seniors some feedback on their audition material. And that was quite exciting. Last year, Kristen Chenoweth was our special guest. So we have been very, very lucky in terms of having some superstars give some fantastic advice to our performers.
Wow, that's incredible.
There are quite a lot of music courses as well, if they're interested in music. And alongside of that, there are opportunities to assist a choreographer, either being a dance captain or actually assist in the creative process. And also, as well as in the music department, you can assist the musical director and as well as the director. So there are a lot of ways into the education to help support what their focus is.
Great. And so let's talk a little bit about performance opportunities while they're there as well. What do the 4 years look like as far as getting on stage for the kids?
Very first year, we encourage our freshmen, the rule is that they don't perform so that they can really migrate into their new lives out of the home and into a very aggressive schedule. So and then they can dive in their second semester to auditioning for the main stage. But we also have it's open to the straight plays as well. There's quite a few student groups as well. UP group. They are university players, and they are a student-run organization where they pick a project, many different projects, and they can choose to direct, choreograph, or musically direct either a full-scale show or a project that they are interested in writing. There's a writer that just wrote a play. So the students are really, they have a lot of opportunities to perform and create their own work, which once you get beyond this career and you move into a field such as the arts, it's the same kind of entrepreneurial goals to create your own work and to keep your artistic goals. So it's kind of setting a template of what it is outside of a university experience.
Mm-hmm. So how many, you said that students are not eligible for the main stage their freshman year, which is very common. But how many main stage productions are there a year that the school is putting on that they'll be able to audition for eventually?
There's two. There's one in the fall, one in the spring. So they are eligible to audition in the spring. I have quite a few freshmen in head over heels that we're doing in the spring.
Oh, that's awesome. And so they're musical theater students. Is there opportunities for them to perform in straight plays as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, straight plays. And as well as we have a theater company, a professional theater company outside of our university that we encourage them to audition for and get paid to actually perform. So, and they do straight plays, TYAs, and musicals.
Okay, awesome. And you did mention there's an acting for the television, film and television class that they participate in. Is there any opportunity on campus for student films or anything like that for them to work on that during their time there?
Yes, there's a whole film department, so they're always looking for actors to participate, and there's always notices for actors. So they have quite a few opportunities to audition in that realm.
And is there a crossover between BFA Musical Theater and the BFA Theater Performance or the acting programs at all?
In terms of crossover, yes, because we have a MFA program in acting and directing. And in fact, very good question. We have a MFA director, writer, who's written a new musical. And that is actually the third musical in our season this year. So it's open to all of our performers.
Oh, great. Are your shows ever, are your main stage productions open to just the BFA students, or are they open to the entire community at the university?
It is open to the entire community. We have to, you know, of course, make room for our students first. But I've worked with BAs as well, cast a couple BAs in my show, Bachelor of Arts students, because it just they fit so well into the part. And as well as and MFAs as well. You know, we mix and match whatever suits the show and suits our needs for that particular production.
So sometimes the concern for students that is raised is if the MFA students are going out for the same shows as the BFA students, is anyone given preference? That question comes up actually quite a bit.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm sure it depends on the university. We serve our BFA students first and make sure that everyone gets throughout their career has a role on stage. So that there are plenty of opportunities for everyone.
So you just mentioned something actually that we don't hear all that often anymore. You do guarantee that every student who's in the program will have a role, will be cast in something during their time there.
Correct. Whether it be, and it counts if they're in a main stage production, if it's a play, they also may get a role there. That also counts as well.
Wow, that is not something you hear all the time anymore. That's great to hear. Can you talk a little bit about, first tell me what other, what classes are you teaching at the university that students will come in contact with you? Obviously being the head of the program, there's a lot of administrative stuff that has to do with your job. But what are you actually teaching that the students are working with you?
Well, I get the pleasure of teaching both the beginning musical theater styles class and the advanced. So I get the opportunity to see all of the students at one point in the semester or semesters. I also teach a Pilates class, which is the mat floor work, and that's usually in the fall. And usually in the spring, I teach a certification course so they can leave the university with being mat certified and have a job. And I also teach advanced tap and intermediate tap. Mm-hmm. And what else? Oh, it's called a Broadway cabaret class. We teach that develops different skills. It's not a cabaret exactly. It's mostly seen in a song, 16 bar, 32 bar auditions. We work on anything and everything.
Wonderful. So you mentioned it's a very small program. Everybody knows each other. It's a family atmosphere. So tell us a little bit about the other main faculty members that the students will be dealing with while they're there.
Yes. Lauren Houghton-Gillis is the other dance teacher that works alongside of me. And this is her, fifth year on board. So they'll be working with her. She has a fantastic, I'm really, really proud of our program because she brought to us the invention of a swing class. That was her, she was with Wicked for many years and she was a swing and for every and any role. And so she has developed a class in terms of teaching our students how to swing. And in her productions that she directs and choreographs, there's always a guaranteed moment that the swing will go on for a show. So there's that course. And then Richard Rowland is also a directing teacher. He directs and not only directs, but he also teaches acting. And he's developed new courses that go into play next year that is very exciting to develop the actor even further. And Ray Feldman is our vocal teacher and a musical director, and he works with the juniors. We have three people that head that program in the musical department, and Sue Sweeney teaches the freshmen, and Scott Hogshead teaches our sophomores. And at the moment, Eileen Reed is with us this year, and she's working with
there you
the
go.
Seniors. And she is actually a guest teacher for the full year while we are looking for a new musical director or someone who teaches voice.
And what about any notable alum that have gone through your program over the years?
Ah, yes. We just had two successful alums here. We have many successful alums, but two who just graduated and landed a couple Broadway shows. One being Larkin Riley, who did Bad Cinderella, and the other who just is showing A Beautiful Noise. No, yes, A Beautiful Noise. And that's Nina Donville. And those two are right away. But many of our students go right on to a cruise lines and as well as the local parks here, amusement parks. But like Cedar Point. And let's see.
So at the end of the
list.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
At the end of your 4 years, do you do, by any chance, do you do a any sort of showcase performance at the end of the 4 years that gets the students signed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have we do one that's in New York, and to audition for the agents. And then we also do one that's virtual, so that if the agents can't be there, that they receive the material as well.
Oh, wonderful. Great. And so it sounds like you have a lot of success from that that showcase then, if a lot of your students are going right into work.
Yes.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So tell us about the campus itself. Before we recorded today, we talked a little bit, and I said, I've been there many times for the International Thespian Festival, and I mentioned that I thought it kind of looked like Hogwarts. It's such a beautiful building. It's like a castle. But tell us a little bit about the campus and the surrounding area.
Campus and surrounding, it's very sweet. It's nice because everything you need is in the center of town. You don't have to go much. You don't need a car to get everywhere. But the center of town has quite a few businesses. They call it kind of a foodie type of town because a lot of the local restaurants are very, very sweet, but really, really tasty and very eclectic.
So it's a walkable campus, but it's kind of a classic college campus. Like, I always feel like I'm on a movie set for a college university while I'm there, because it really does feel like that. It's very very old style buildings and a student union and a quad and the dining hall. It's just very, very classic college campus, what you would think about when you think about a college campus. What about the sports and other outside activities at the campus?
Yes, a lot of our students are, because it's a Big Ten, go to the football games and basketball games and participate in a lot of those events.
Awesome, awesome. So let's shift gears now and let's talk about the audition and application process for your program. My first question always is, do you pre-screen for your auditions?
Yes, it's on the app called Accepted. And most students they submit two songs, one pre-1970s, one post-1970s, and also a monologue of their choice and a wild card, which I very much enjoy. And that is showing anything that they want to about themselves, whether it be an extra dance piece or what they cook or if they play an instrument. Or there's some very creative choices out there. And also they also have to submit, of course, grades and a paper, a little research paper.
Oh, okay. So for the artistic application for the pre-screens, roughly how many applicants do you get every year that are pre-screened?
About 400 to 600.
And how many are you passing through onto a live audition?
Oh, it depends. We have four audition dates, and with every audition date, we have a maximum of 40. But also within that, there are recruitment dates that we are seeing outside of our university. I'm traveling to Texas to do a recruitment there, one in St. Louis and one in New York.
Awesome. And do you mentioned they need to submit their grades in an academic application as well. An interesting question that comes up often actually is how much weight is put on the academics when you're deciding who's coming through and getting accepted to your program?
Well, they have to have pretty good grades to be accepted within the university. If the grades are a little bit not up to par, but they are super talented and dedicated, we will sponsor them, meaning that we will have to check in with the student to make sure their grades are up and they are completing everything that they need to complete. So there's a chance if your grades are not great, that there is support for that.
And so you mentioned they pass a pre-screen and then you travel a bit for auditions and they can audition on campus. So what does the on-campus audition look like for them?
They'll come in and they will work with Richard Rowland in an acting demonstration within a little bit of improv. And while he's doing the improv section, I am upstairs with my colleague, Lauren Houghton-Gillis, and we are giving a dance audition. And then we switch rooms. And then after that point, everyone that was seen that day will be then, we will sing them through their songs. And interview. We like to do an interview to get to know the students.
Great. Approximately, how many students, well, actually, what is your target for your incoming class size?
Good question. 10 to 14.
10 to 14. That is a small class. That's really exciting. And roughly how many offers do you have to make to get to that number?
Oh, we just rank everyone from where they come in. So I'm not quite sure what the turnover is, to be honest.
Okay. So you just mentioned you something about ranking the students. Talk to us a little bit about what that looks like.
Well, it looks like, you know, in terms of balancing the program, in terms of men and women, or male identifying, female identifying. And then, of course, then there's the, you know, we want to make sure that there's a handful of dancers and a handful of people that that we see potential in terms of dancing, and that we can develop that talent there. So it's very hard to say. It's very hard to say how we rank them, because it's all up to balance.
Okay, awesome. So while they're pre-screening, while they're in the room with you auditioning, what is it that you're looking for? What's the thing that's going to get them noticed and get them an offer to your program?
I think getting the nerves out of the way as much as possible, so that they can be themselves and that we can see who we're going to be working with. We want to see positive people who are ambitious, that want to dive into their performance careers. And I think that's basically it. Just getting rid of the nerves.
So that's your advice for getting into that program or to getting into that audition room, get the nerves out. What is it that you're looking for in a student though?
Looking for in a student, well-developed music skills. That's first and foremost. And, but I have to say, but on the other side, you know, we've had dancers first who might have a smaller voice that might need a little bit more development, but there's got to be something there in terms of the talent. You know, what is talent? That's a whole nother podcast, I'm sure. and I think talent is something that comes naturally, but it's also, it's a hunger as well. It's creativity. It's not boxing yourself into something that somebody wants to see, but you investing in what you see yourself as an artist and how you're going to move this industry forward as a performer. I think we look for that unique quality, the entrepreneur, the person who has ideas.
Oh, that's an interesting way of saying it. I love that. So, DJ, tell us if students or parents want to learn anything more about the program at Indiana University Bloomington, what's the best way to get in touch?
Oh, in touch. Well, Scott Hogshead is our BFA liaison. So if they have particular questions about the program or in terms of auditioning, they can always get in touch with him, and that's on our website. If they have other questions, we have a lot of social media out there. So the student can look at either prior snippets of productions or Instagram is always always, I always say, the greatest way to go, because they can also directly contact the students if they have particular questions. Our students are very open to answering questions. Like, they could tell you more likely what's in a day of in a life of, like, how many academics, what does my whole day look like? And they're always very happy to answer that.
Wonderful. And my last question for all of our guests is always, what's something that you're looking forward to on your campus in the coming year?
Looking forward to, there is a Swifty conference coming up. She won't be here. I wish she was. But Taylor Swift, conference. I know it sounded very excited for a hot second, but our students are involved. They're basically, I've seen this conference like even internationally, but they're celebrating her and trying to and so within that our students are singing and doing a little flash mob, and or a huge flash mob I should say. So that's kind of exciting. We get rolled into university opportunities like that. So it's not just within, that's what I'm excited about, that it's starting to open up our program to go and touch other parts of the university. Wow. So that's exciting, and that's kind of new.
That is exciting. Well, DJ, it's been so great to sit down and chat with you today and learn more about the program at University of Indiana Bloomington. We hope you're going to stay in touch with us, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Great. Thank you so much for having me on.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.